All right, guys, welcome back to G30. It's been a minute. I'm Count. I'm here with Timmy and a special guest. Timmy, you want to introduce the special guest?
This is my homie, the real one, and always keeps the podcast very entertaining. He's funny as hell. This is my boy, C. Sandoval, a.k.a. my boy, Chris. What's up, Chris?
What's up, guys?
Chris, you see this intro you get?
Man, it's fancy, bro. I even got my boy part into it. I like it.
Did you buy Timmy a drink on Saturday? Is that what it was?
I think we did. I don't know, dude. Probably not.
A lot has changed in Galaxy Land since we've last spoken. When was the last time we talked, Timmy? Did we talk about Chris Klein or no? We haven't been back since, huh?
You know what? The last time we pod was when Chris Klein was finally out, and that's when we released the pod.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was.
Well, tell me about, you guys met Will Koontz? What happened? Tell me how that happened.
I'm going to let
go ahead?
Chris explain a little
nah,
bit.
No, go ahead, Timmy. You were super excited.
It was the crazy part because Chris, his brother and I were just talking like around like where that corner clothing stand is. You know what that is, Count?
Yeah.
By 108? Yeah. We're just chilling right there. And we see this tall, like, dude, like, patrolling by. And I wouldn't have never noticed, by the way, because my back was, like, kind of towards Will Koontz. And then Chris goes, hey. He puts his hand out. He's like, hey, Will Koontz. I'm like, oh, damn. But what I didn't realize was that I was looking up. I was like, oh, damn, what's up, Will Koontz? And, so like,
That is a tall man.
He has to be at least 6'4". But anyways, Chris was like, we appreciate what you're doing for the team. And I go, yeah, like, you're doing really great things for the team. We all appreciate it. He's like, yes, guys, I appreciate it, but we're not finished yet. We're just getting started. His exact words, I was like, oh, yeah. He's a Galaxy guy for sure.
Chris, we've been around a long time. Do you buy it yet?
That's market talk, bro. He has to say that. What's he going to say? Oh, fuck this season. Hopefully we'll do better next season. Come on.
Yeah.
Well, not to blow your bubble. Not to blow your bubble, Timmy.
But the team's in better shape, I guess.
Yep,
I mean, I wasn't too upset about the League Cup. I mean, we can touch on that briefly. Yeah. I mean, I hate to lose, but whatever.
It was rigged.
What I didn't like, it was rigged. What I didn't like is the break after, after we got eliminated and other teams, it's like you had 2 weeks of just nothing. You know what I mean? That pause, that's stupid to me. That was the dumb part. But
yeah,
it is what it is. I mean, money talks.
Yeah, I heard they were like desperately looking for somebody to scrimmage. I was like, that's a bad look. Like trying to beg somebody to play. But
I really don't think anybody would have though. Nobody wants to get hurt.
No, not for that. Not for us.
No.
You guys met Will and talked to Will. The League's Cup is what it is. You want to talk about Messi for a minute or
Chris can.
I'm hating. When they announced him and since the day he came, everything he's done, that's 100% should be us. Like it should be us. We've done that in the past where we sold out every freaking stadium in the nation. And, you know, everybody came to see Beckham, Donner, and Keane, and it should be us. And you know, fortunately, it's not. You know, Messi. I don't know what the hell. You know, he's probably going to win U.S. Open Cup. And I don't know. I don't want to say it, but who knows about MLS Cup? You know what I mean? But
what bugs me is, like, people who have given me shit for being MLS fan for years, like, out of the woodwork, all of a sudden, they want to, like, talk about Messi. And, like, that's going to happen. And that's good in the end. But it rubs me the wrong way. Timmy, what do you think?
Yeah. I'm going to always be anti-Messi because I'm a Ronaldo fan, but I can't deny the impact he's already had on the league. And the thing that blows my mind the most is that the Red Bulls arena was selling Messi merch, which was the craziest thing to me. And then I don't know who caught them. Oh, I think it was Eli Lester, this week in MLS. He was like, that's like really embarrassing for you selling your opponent's merch at your home stadium. It's kind of embarrassing.
Dude, that was...
And
that was
that, And then on top of that, I've seen Beckham jerseys at in Salt Lake.
Yeah, and Zlatan jerseys as well in other places.
I've seen that. Yeah,
that was new to me. I was like, dang, that's crazy.
What got me was that was a Miami home game.
Yeah, I was just about to say that too. It was mainly like Inter Miami Messi jerseys, which is insane.
Yeah, I mean, but that's going to be the case. We've seen it. Beckham learned from the best from his time here. He learned what to do. And
should have sold a damn team to Beckham.
Exactly. We could have had Neymar here too. Nah. Imagine. That's another thing.
Well, let's talk about the game a little bit.
You want to touch base on the moves?
Yeah, we should do that. So we have Fagundes, who I love. I love think Fagundes. He's going to be good. Cerillo, who proved to be good. Yoshida, who proved to be good. Who am I missing? Sharp.
Billy Sharp.
And there's another one.
The Michael Barrios. Colorado. Yeah, Barrios.
Oh, Barrios. Oh, the dude who punishes us, like, on a regular basis.
It's crazy. I would have seen this came, like, full circle. I kind of saw him coming to us from a while ago. I don't know why. Yeah, I don't know why.
Go ahead.
No, I was saying, like, it's crazy because the two wingers that I would have wanted on the Galaxy that were within the MLS were Fagundes and Barrios. It's crazy.
Yeah, I always wanted Fagundes ever since he was in New England. I always wanted that guy.
He was the youngest player in the league at one point ever, I think. He was like playing pro at 16 or something like that.
Yeah. And the youngest to score, I believe, too.
Yeah, he's going to be great. What do you think about the number fiasco? Mickey Mouse?
Oh, my God.
What was the feeling in the stadium? Like, he was going to come on. I'm sure people were excited. And then what happened? Did, like, people forget about it? Or what was it like there in the stadium?
Well, from my point of view, I was like, okay, yes, he's coming on. He's putting on the 21 shirt. But then he goes back to the bench. I'm like, what the hell was going on? And then I see him put on a 14. I'm like, what the isn't that Chicharito's number? And then he's ready to go in. And then the ref is like, no, he cannot come in. Like, they just would not let him come in. And then I read tweets after the fact that it was the whole fiasco of the game day roster. I'm like, oh, my God. It would only happen to the Galaxy. Only.
I think it was thrown under the rug because we won. But if it was a close game where we were losing and this shit happened,
we would have been. We're just happy that we won. We don't care.
I was really happy. I went to bed happy for the first time in a long time after that game. Hopefully they get the number. I guess Cerillo's number two was all messed up, but for whatever reason, like, that was fine. I don't know. They probably
They were able to fix that, but not for goodness for some reason.
I'm
stoked. But I mean, overall, I think there were solid moves. I mean, you got MLS experience in here. This isn't turning us around, and this isn't making the team a championship team, you know. But if we can compete, sneak into playoffs, and see what happens, that's the type of move they made. And the only thing I want to say besides that is I like the fact that we didn't commit long term to anybody.
Yeah.
Right. We kept the, you know, small little win 2 years, whatever, or just, you know, finish the season with us and see what happens next. Because I mean, last thing we needed is to give somebody like, you know, yes, I know Billy Sharp's records and I've seen him. I've never seen him play, to be honest. I don't have that type of time to watch all these camp games in Europe. But he has the records out there, and we would have, you know, some other general manager would have given that man a 5-year contract guaranteed. Yeah. You know. So thankfully we didn't do that. And if the guy does well, I mean, extend him or whatever the hell it is. But I'm glad we didn't commit to anybody long term.
Yeah, he knows Yoshida too. I think for me, the big one is, I mean, as much as I want to like hype up the Fagundes thing, I think Yoshida is probably the biggest deal. Like like that was calm back there. And he was playing with Zavaleta, right? Imagine when you get another proper one in there. I think Alfaro should have started. Oh, Tony Alfaro. We picked him up too. Another MLS guy.
Dude. Here's my thing with Alfaro, right? And Chris, I was telling Count this. He kind of reminds me of like a more fit Polenta, if you get what I mean. He's very good on the ball. He's very like physical. I don't know. It's just his from seeing his game style, the person from Leagues Cup, he reminds me so much of like Polenta, like the no nonsense. Like
it does. There's similarities for sure. I do see it. but I mean, we've had a bad experience with Polenta. So
really, yeah. I didn't think he was that bad.
He didn't leave under good terms.
Yeah, it was. Just, then, but you know what? It was also, the last game.
It was that, and there was a few other games. I mean, he was a solid guy. You know what I mean? You crash into that guy, you hit a wall. The problem was that, you know, anybody with some sort of speed just dusted him. And
yeah.
That's what killed us, you know? So it's,
we were playing
that's
him
my
at,
experience.
We were playing him at left back, too, at one point. Like, I don't know what we were doing.
Yeah,
I
didn't really get.
So the game was good. I think everybody, for me, at the end of the day, if I were to put it in like a statement, it was exactly what Chris said, right? You bring in these guys to like try to not be a wooden spoon team, and then they did what they did. Ricky did what he did. I think Dejan is still not looking very. I'm like worried for him, honestly. But they did what they did, and they beat a team they should have beat, right? We'll talk about Houston later, but I think that's kind of the case here on moving out. What was big for you in the game, Chris?
I do want to point out, and a few people have said it, it was a 10-man team, Chicago, you know what I mean? So we did have that extra player to shine a little more. I'm not taking that away from us at all, though. I do want to see this team, you know, hit a competitive team and see if we can stand up to it, you know. I don't want to see if we're going to be solid the way we look, and if we're going to only move forward from this, if we're going to lose games, we're going to lose games 2-1, 1-0. That's how we're going to lose games. That's the type of performance we're going to perform. But if we go, I don't know, I haven't looked at the schedule, but if we got Dallas one more time or go to Houston and go get smacked 4-0 and come back home with our tails in our ass, nothing changed. You know what I mean?
I messed up. We don't have Houston next. We have Smurfs next tomorrow.
Tomorrow Smurfs, yeah.
Yeah. So that'll
be interesting. that's a good one. Over there, shitty place, shitty town. You know what I mean? Like, go over there, be, you know, get a solid win or fucking get some points, come back, but show some solidarity, you know, show some fight. And if we do that, then it's a stepping stone. That's what we need.
Yeah, if we lost every game from here on out, but there were those ugly like Bruce wins or like Bruce ties or like whatever, like that fight, I think that's an improvement, as sad as it is to say, but I'm with you. Timmy, you think we make it across the line? We have a bunch of games in hand.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm at the same place I was in May. It's just very up in the air with this team still. We haven't seen the full potential. I want to see Fagundes on the field for me to say, like, okay. So 50% yes, 50% no. Because there's still some
Yeah, because we got another, you know, that takes away from the game. I mean, Ricky Puig's fucking pulling strings, which is amazing. Another solid game from Costa. Tyler Boyd scores again. You know what I mean? So those players are clicking, you know. Now, if we could get Billy Sharp in there and somehow we get Dejan back to super sub, you know what I mean? And then you got Fagundes, Barrios coming in. It should be solid.
It's a good team. Yeah. It's a good team. It should be. Chicha was at the game. They were showing him on TV.
Who?
Chicha.
I was listening
to Corner of the Galaxy this morning, too, and he brought up the fact that we're missing a person. Josh pointed out somebody who's no longer around that should be. Could you guys even name him? Who's missing?
Brogdon?
Oh, Efra.
Efra.
Oh, is it Efra?
Yeah, Efra.
Oh, yeah. Our number seven.
Our newly promoted number seven has been MIA.
Yep. So let's go through this really quickly, just out of curiosity. 11 games left. San Jose tomorrow, do we win or do we lose?
Where are they at on the standings?
San Jose? Let me see. I'm looking right now. They are sixth. They have 35 points.
I don't know. Midweek game over there. I'll say a tie.
Tie, Timmy?
I'll say a win.
Okay. What about Houston on Saturday? Always the bullshit with Houston.
Oh, God. I forgot we play them.
I say win. There's good energy in the stadium.
Yeah. I say win,
there's
too.
Good energy in the stadium, yeah.
Well, we broke the curse at Houston last year. Oh, I'll say we broke the curse, quote-unquote, at Houston. Can we break it here? I don't know. I'll say a tie for now.
Okay. After that, St. Louis.
No.
I say we're going to win only because that'll be my kid's first game.
Oh, man.
St. Louis is hot, man.
Yeah.
They are.
That's probably an L. After that, LAFC, 916 at LAFC.
I'll be there.
Tie.
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 Tie. Tie feels
I'll
good.
I'll probably say high scoring tie again, like 3-3.
Because they're pissed from last time. They're salty. Minnesota and then Austin.
Fuck.
We probably I'll say we could get Minnesota. And then Austin's a flip of a coin.
After that. Oh, Timmy, go ahead.
I was gonna say for Minnesota, they've had our number for a little bit now. But I say Austin's a win, and then Minnesota, I'll say tie.
Yeah, we always beat Austin. Minnesota may be an L for me. They have 32 points. I mean, they're like right above us, so I don't know. Then after that, we have Portland. That's a win. They're a mess. And then we have Seattle. In Seattle, that's an L.
Mm-hmm.
Minnesota and Minnesota. Probably a tie.
Well, that's why we got to see what, and that's what I pointed out. Tomorrow, we'll see how the team comes out. You know,
yeah.
We'll get the players. There's another 90. We'll see who plays and what are the subs he makes. And if we see some solidarity, then, you know, this might change our mind on some of these games we're talking about, you know?
Yeah, it's too hard to predict right now.
It's too early. It's too early.
Because we're pretty much a whole new team.
It's too late and too early, right? Because, yeah, we're new.
It's too late.
I think the only game that maybe we can't win is probably St. Louis and Seattle. Other than that, but
never.
9 games left, 3 points each. Let's dream. That would put us at... And we're beating people we need to beat, take points away from them. That would put us 18. That'd put us into the 40-ish point range. Like maybe. I don't know.
It's gonna be close.
It's gonna be close.
Damn, I'm ready for another heartbreak. Just being real.
Yeah.
It just seems like we're asking for a lot again. And we know what happened last time.
It's where
but,
we
but... Yeah, it, we are, but we're also setting our fuck, I just lost the word.
Setting our bar low.
Yeah, we're setting the bar low. You know, it's like other times. You know, around this time, it'll be like they'll win a few games. They'll be like, oh yeah, we're gonna make playoffs. We just need to make playoffs, and we're about to be MLS Cup champions. Like, no.
Yeah, that dream is dead.
Yeah.
Not no more.
But. Okay, so let's project out into the future then, just because we're talking crazy. Timmy, you brought this up a couple of times. Let's ask this question first. Do we keep Dougie Costa? Not Douglas. We have Dougie, right? Dougie right now.
Yeah.
Do we keep Dougie?
I just don't know if he can do it another year. That's my thing. What if he's just doing it because of the contract and then he falls off the next year? I think we are going to – I think we're – I don't know. Well, because Chris Klein's not in office no more, so we won't – I don't know if we're going to fall for it. So that's – even that's up in the air. If he could – I don't know. I'm still not convinced on him.
Who knows if he has a contract trigger or anything, right? Like, because that's a contract.
Right. Oh, man, you're right.
You know, get seven assists in the month of October and you get 3 more years.
Oh. Yeah. Chris, do we keep Chicha?
No.
There's no way.
Too much money. Yeah, big. it's a money issue. I talk a lot of shit. I'm a fan of Chicha. Like I've liked how this man scores goals and everything, and I was happy when he came. And but I'm just hating to the fact that he just makes too much money. If there's too much money that he's making, they're not helping the team. Like, if you really want to win championships and whatever you take, you know, if Chicha takes a pay cut, you know, and I talked to this with my barber, you take a pay cut, bro, you know, get some, you know, type of, hey, we'll give you 3 years, you know, minimal, you know, international salary, TAM. It's all you, bro. You get to stay in LA. And this is the same situation I talked about the Dos Santos. You know what I mean? I wasn't happy with them getting DP money and everything. But if you take a pay cut, you know what I'm saying? Get less money, you could stay. You could stay. So we'll see, man.
Okay. Does Ricky stay?
For like 10 years.
He's staying.
Lock that man up in a closet somewhere, bro.
Literally.
He looks like he's having fun, though, you know?
Yeah, he looks happy here.
That's what I noticed. That's what I noticed. I've been noticing even through the Leagues Cup, right? They look like from the Rose Bowl on, right? Like, they look like they've been having fun. And I think that's like noticeable. And I think it matters. Okay. So let's say we keep Costa because I could see us doing that. Who do you pick to replace Chicha?
Like on the roster now or like abroad?
No, anybody. New player.
Chris, you go first. I got to think about it.
No, you go, Nelson.
I've been talking mess with Timmy and my brother. I think it would be the appropriate time to pick up Kareem Benzema.
Yeah. That was one of the people that got
money. He's not happy in Saudi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's over there, right? Who? Wait, I'm going to go through my chat. I don't remember because he is gone, right? So you guys go, and then I'll come back.
I'm going to get some hate for this, but shit, I would have never closed the door on Cavani. Cavani should fucking be here instead of Boca Juniors. Suarez is old, too, but, bro, like, why not?
We know where he's going to go, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but, like, if we're getting, like, the conversation – and this is my fight with fighting for Cavani and Suarez to be a G. If the Galaxy go and get Billy Sharp, which is, you know, in his 30s, and bring him, you know what I mean? A free agent. Was he even playing before right now? No, right? Yeah. Nah. So the Galaxy goes and does that. Who gives a fuck what you people think? Like, the Galaxy can go and get Cavani or Suarez. Like, I'm sorry. Fools that are goleadores, you know what I mean? Will tear up defenses here. You know, we don't know about Billy Sharp. We'll see. But if the Galaxy made that move, then why not that?
Yeah.
That's what I would get.
Timmy?
So for me, the most obvious one and the most realistic one would be Griezmann.
That's
my opinion. But depending on Carlos Vela's situation, I kind of see him going to that team because they were like best friends on Real Sociedad. If you guys remember.
I think he's done over there, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so, too. So I can either see him coming here or to New York.
Seeing Vela's career, and then you guys can trace this back, he does well. He does well for a few years. And once he checks out, dude, he checks out. He did it with Arsenal. He did it with Real Sociedad.
And he's old now.
Out. Yeah. Yeah, he's not young.
He looks like shit. Like, I watched them play the other day. He looks bad. Like, he doesn't look good.
But why not, man? Bring back Ibra.
Oh, man.
I wish. Is it so bad? It's so bad I'd take him. It's so toxic. But
we
I'd
would
take
do
him.
So much better with Ricky and Costa feeding him, bro. So much better, bro.
I think the world and like the fan base the fan base of the team I'm about to bring up wouldn't like it, but I think they should have gone and paid money and got Christian Pulisic and made him Donovan.
I think so. That's a good one. And that, I think that's I'm joking around with Ibra shit, but that's a realistic move. That's a possible realistic move. You pay the man out and keep him at home. You keep him at home for the home games, US, like, definitely. And especially with Berhalter, who likes his MLS players.
Yeah.
You keep him at home.
Yeah.
That is a good one.
But I don't
And
know.
Then you bring Weston, then
exactly.
Des, and then
bring in
Timothy
Tyler.
Webb. Bro.
I think
fuck
yes.
Miami. Fuck Miami.
This is America.
Yeah, real question though. How long until people start botting Messi because they're like not, they're tired of being showed up?
Man, that guy, who was it? I don't know if it was Hercules or his partner, Sebastian Salazar, that's his name, whatever. I don't know if they were saying that. It's just like, or Lalas too was talking about that Messi doesn't try. He's walking around most of the game. Bro. This is a fucking, you're talking about the best player in the world, bro.
Right, bro.
Literally. You know what I mean? You're and he's playing against, you know, college, you know, players and like because MLS still has college players in there, you know what
yeah.
I mean? In the rankings.
Yeah.
So
dude,
this guy's of course he
Messi's partner Cremasti or whatever is like he's 18 years old. Could you
yeah,
imagine
so,
from Florida?
Serving him dimes.
Yeah, bro. So it's like, come on, like the guy. He was killing it in France. He was assisting. He was scoring. You know what I mean? Barcelona, I mean, we can't talk about those records. They're untouchable now. You know what I mean? And that's what he's going to do here. You know what I mean? And if Ibra did it, Vela did it, you know, Vela tore it up here. Why wouldn't Messi tore the shit out of this league? You know what I mean? Like, come on.
Yeah.
He's going to win the goddamn treble, man.
I keep telling people there's no way they make the playoffs. They're too deep in the hole. But I'm starting to doubt myself.
I mean, this last game.
They're going to go undefeated, man.
I think they are.
I don't know.
But see, I'll tell you this. It's not all on. Like, I mean, yes, Messi is the key, right? That because to me, like, Alba, yeah, he's all right. And Busquets, you know, he's old. But, I mean, don't forget the coach, man. They got Tata.
They
you
do.
Know what I mean? And that man knows MLS. He took Atlanta to the promised land easily.
He's the X factor for me, right? Like, he's
yeah.
going to know how to get the best out of his players.
So, we'll see, man.
All right, guys. We've hit about our 30 minutes. I think that's a good soft re-entry into the G30 land. We'll be back probably on the other side of, well, it'll be tomorrow, and then Houston, and then we'll have to find a time next week to make it work. We have to find Michael, who is MIA. and we'll hit you up, Chris.
Hey, anytime, man. Just let me know.
But any hot takes or final words? Can I ask you guys a question? Can I ask? Oh, before you
go
okay.
ahead. No.
Oh, okay. I'll ask my final question. My final thing. I was going to ask for hot takes, and I was gonna say like you know to make Twitter angry at us or at you, right? But like X or whatever you want to call it, it's been really bad for me. Like Galaxy Twitter feels. Dead? Is it just me? Maybe I'm not following the right people.
I blocked a lot of people, so I don't get a lot of that feedback.
Nah, Timmy, that's about right. That's
Timmy,
about right.
Timmy got some love this weekend.
Yeah, I did. As always.
You got anything to say, Timmy, to the world?
You know, I'm gonna just do me. I'm gonna love my team, and if anybody got something to say about it, I'll say it back. That's always good. That's how it's always been. And cool. I get myself in trouble for it.
Chris, before you give your hot take, are you going to be at the game this weekend?
I will not. I am taking my small little family out to Lake Havasu. We're getting out of town and getting it away from the city for a bit, but we'll probably be at the next one for sure. So
cool. All right, we'll see you. What's your hot take?
Well, then I would say, like, I don't know if the people I've been talking to listen. I've hanged out with a bunch of outlaws lately, and I got some new friends from ACB, Jimmy, and them. You guys are, you know, we get together, talk soccer, talk Galaxy, and it's cool, man. It's we have our disagreements, and just especially ones that when the beer starts flowing, I really gonna give you guys a shout out because like no one. I've known some Galaxy fans when beer starts flowing and you start saying something they don't like, they get very aggressive.
They do.
And these cats I've been talking to have been really cool, man. So shout out to you guys. Do you guys know who you are if you're listening? Hot take. Patrick tomorrow. Boom.
Which Patrick?
Billy Sharp Patrick tomorrow.
Damn, imagine.
Hot take. And if I win, y'all buy me a bottle of tequila.
Oh, that's how
we'll send you. We'll send you one. We'll send you one wrapped up.
Yes, yes.
Timmy, anything spicy?
We're gonna win tomorrow, for sure.
Yeah.
And Fagundes, I think Fagundes gets the start, and he's gonna score. I just feel it. I just feel it. If they got the roster situation like all situated, then I think we're good.
I'm gonna say it for mine. We're gonna make the playoffs, and I don't want to talk about it anymore after that.
Oh man.
Bye everybody. No. All right, Timmy. Where can they hit you up at?
My Twitter is SpicyTaco8118, and my Instagram is SpicyTaco18, and that's it for me.
Chris, nope. Don't talk to me. Alright, and I am CountChalk786 on all the stuff, and we'll see you next time. Thanks for joining us, guys.
Later, guys.
Alright,
see you. See ya.